Nice. Brother Craig actually made a video about that song. I sent a link to my wife the other day. He needed to know the title, and I thought, I think it's Praise Ye the Lord, but you're going to have to ask Brother Alvin. He's the one that wrote it. And so I don't know if he got a hold of you, brother, but perhaps he will. If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for being with us on this Sabbath day, especially this one, because once a month we do this, Father. We'd love to do it every week, but there's work to be done too. And thank you for blessing us with that as well. But we're going to praise you again this Sabbath. This is our testimony Sabbath. We all stand up as best we can to share what you have done in the last 30 days or 30 years, if someone's new and they want to share what you did years ago. Thank you so much for all these blessings in advance and all these praises and all the tongues that are going to be sharing. And please bridle all those tongues, including mine. And so, thank you. Thank you in advance. Thank you for loving us, teaching us how to love you too, and love each other. Thank you for changing us deep inside to the most amazing miracle ever. And we offer these praises and this prayer unto you in the name of your precious Son, in whom none of this was possible without him. And his name is Jesus Christ for all eternity. He is our King. He is our Lord. And it is in his name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And I got a few here. In a few moments, you can all start putting your little hands up if you want to share on the microphone if you have. Oh, good. I see Sister Mindy was able to make it back in. She lost her internet where she was at. That's why Brother Joe let me know. I guess she texted Brother Joe because you can't text me during a church service. My phone's in the other room doing the teleconferencing thing for all the people that don't use the radio or the chat or the stream. And so, but if you, like most of the church family, has my wife's phone number, so, but it seems to work pretty good, you know, sending it to Joe, so, because he gets it right to me, so that's good. And so it's good to see you back in here, sister. You know, and we were praying that you'd be able to come back in, and sure enough, you did. And so, all right, let me just make sure everything's good here. I want to, okay, why am I getting, oh, I'm on the wrong thing here. All right, I just want to make sure, oh, wow, praise his mighty name. All right, let me just see here. Yeah, okay, good. looks to be about 20 families on the radio, praise his name. And I want to praise his name right off for the fact that we are actually doing church. I mean, last night we all saw what happened with the brand new router. Some of the people weren't able to get in. And if you're still out there on the radio and you weren't able to get in the room, if you shut your browser down and restart it or F5 the browzer, you know, like with the browser on, you hit F5, it clears the cache, some of them. But that usually doesn't work, especially with Firefox. I mean, their cache is so annoying, especially if you're building a web page and you want to see the changes. No, you got to keep clearing the history. So clear the history on your browser and then try to come into the chat room, because the problem that we had last night with a router was some good. I guess it has like a weird tunnel set up for the VPN that isn't so easy to find, because, I mean, we're all able to get in, but then as soon as you fall out, when you try to come back in, it's asking you for a config file. So I can't remember exactly what the error was, but we just yanked that router, threw the old one on, which I hadn't tested recently. You know, I never thought to test this router, and sure enough, it worked. So praise the Lord. I'm one of the, you know, because I haven't fallen out yet, and I do think what the Lord revealed to me, like the first thing, like the other day when I was, like when I wake up in the morning, I'll go to bed sometimes with a question, and I love it the way I wake up. Like if I ask him to remind me, the very first thought that comes to mind is what I ask him to remind me. And I think, and I want to praise his name for that too. I mean, that is just so, I mean, for him to, it just shocks me sometimes. You know, little things like that, like the butterfly wings, I call them, that, you know, he does that. There was another thing that I could try to prevent the problems that we have been seeing here in our home, you know, with my wife and I falling out all the time. And I noticed that none of us fell out, the WTPR didn't fall out, but you see that YT stream on the top of the chat room? Well, now you don't in here. Let's see. No, looks like it fell out again. And so, yeah, it fell out a while ago, I guess, the Wi-Fi doesn't work so good. So the Wi-Fi, the NIC card in the tablet is, let me hit refresh on it. The NIC card in the tablet is not programmable the way it is on a computer. I mean, you don't get many features there. And so, but it's good to see that this puppy keeps falling out, but nothing else is. And so it looks like we fixed it, and I want to praise the Lord for that. And then I also wanted to praise his name for my salvation and the joy that comes with it and the way he changes hearts. Even a heart that's like takes forever to change, like mine, you know, I'm kind of slow with some of the changes. And all the answered prayers in the last 30 days, many, many answered prayers. You know, most unspoken, obviously, but it's just amazing to watch his hand move. I love him so much for that, and we all love him so much for that, the way he does that. And it saddens my heart when I think, you know, because the atheist says, oh, you know, any kind of circumstance, you Christians will think it's a coincidence. You'll think it's, that it's the Lord doing it. It's, yeah, well, when it happens 10 or 15 times in a month, let's say, you know, or 20 or 30 times, and like every single day something happens and you see his, they don't have that kind of joy. They're not gonna understand it to begin with. And amen. I want to read Brother Gilbert's here before it flies away. He says, I thank the Lord for helping me to see things differently concerning my wife. She does not keep the Lord's Sabbath, but she does read, and she always has something good to say about the Lord, even in the trying times. I hope she'll keep the Lord's Sabbath one day, but until then, she reads the Word, and we have a good time talking about the Lord. I thank the Lord for his mercy towards us. Amen. Yeah, eventually she'll, you know, that's the beauty. But a lot of people just get angry, and they don't want to, you know, talk about it. So that's sad. And then I just got one here from Brother Alex. He wants to praise the Lord. He says, let me scroll it up here. He says, I want to praise the Lord for a promotion at work that pulled me out of a dead-end job. I was on the verge of quitting, but by the grace of God, some brethren encouraged me to hang on still. It was a time of very dark clouds, so this ray of sunlight meant a lot. Please pray. Yeah, please pray that I do well in glorifying God by work quality. There seems to be a field of possibilities opened up now. And so this is a great blessing that I pray happens for all of you as well. God's will be done. Amen, brother. Amen. Okay. YT stream is back in. Oh no, it doesn't show up in the. Why isn't it showing up in my room? You guys see it? I mean, because I'll turn it, I'll make it invisible, then I'll make it uninvisible. Yeah, it's just not showing up in the chat. This is odd. But then again, YT streams on my tablet. I had to see if it would work, and obviously it works, but it's not working right. So we actually, oh, there it goes. It just fell out again. Okay, so that's good to see. So let's see. Yeah, so the Wi-Fi, and now it's back in. Yeah, there it is. So I had to let it do its own little thing. The nice thing, too, is, though, when we come back in, it takes 2 to 3 seconds. Remember last night? It was taking 30. So I left that little warning up there, so if somebody's coming in and it takes a, because some people do have slow connections, I don't want them to think that, you know, you're not getting in. No, just give it a minute, or we'll give it 30 seconds. All right, this first phrase I have, I have other praises, too, and if they come to mind, I forgot to write them down, but there's, I got them written down in my own praise list and stuff, but it's mostly dreams and stuff. I'm not going to share that. But Brother Paul says this. He goes, Sabbath blessings to you all. He has two praises. He goes, around 2015 and 2016, I had intense dreams about several of my family members and about the world ending. In fact, it was those dreams and the truth I found afterwards that led me to convert. Some of those dreams were not good. Others were pretty normal. I had a dream a while back that one of my sisters, who lives thousands of miles away, would come to visit. That was in 2016. A couple of weeks ago, I come home from work and sitting on our sofa is my sister. I'm happy and surprised to see her after so many years. While I'm happy to see her, I realize that God has just given me confirmation. It was bittersweet because now I know time is running out and I have to get serious, and yet my family still doesn't want to listen. Brother, we know what you're going through. Amen. We know what we're going through. We're all going through it. I got 10 siblings that constantly bring a tear to my eye, and most of my children, you know, they just don't see it. So, but the Lord had gave me, you know, till the age of 29 to realize, well, 27 I started reading the Bible, but it wasn't until 29 I realized, yeah, I think I need Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so give him time, you know, especially when it starts getting crazy. If you planted enough seeds, they're going to start realizing what they're looking at, hopefully. All right, praise number two. He says, last week, Pastor Nick talked about Michael the Archangel. I listened to the study last night because of time difference. This topic has been a hard one. And by the way, he's not from our neck of the woods. He's on the other side of the planet, Brother Paul is. He says, this topic has been a hard one for me to understand or accept, and I've read the page about him on the site, because I got a page all about Michael the Archangel on the site. And he goes, sometimes we need to hear something from someone else before it sinks in. So today I was reading through Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1, Chapter 31, about the death of Moses, and Ellen White casually drops this sentence. And she said this, and this was, he gave me the quote, page 342, second paragraph. All right, so of Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1. And she casually drops this sentence. She says, Michael or Christ with the angels that buried Moses came down from heaven after he had remained in the grave a short time and resurrected him and took him to heaven. Now, think about that. Well, he says, and that was confirmation that what I heard last night was correct, all right? Because think about this. No angel can raise anybody from the dead. Only Christ can do that, all right? I think that's what he's getting at there with the confirmation. But anyway, he goes on to say, there's no denying that God clearly cares about every thought we have, every doubt that lingers. He knows and is willing to give us just what we need to get where we need to be. You may not get all the answers, but you will get the ones that matter. May you all enjoy your Sabbath and get the confirmations you need. God bless, Brother Paul. Okay, amen. Thank you, brother. That was good. So, all right, this next one here is from Brother Zimbe, Uganda. And this is going to take a while. It's a long one. I think it's as long as Sister Marie's. And by the way, thank you for the praises that you send for me and my wife. I usually give, like, Sister Vera's are usually long, but I like to have, like, if a woman or sister in the faith sends me a praise, I'd like to give it to Fran and let her read it for the church family. And but Sister Marie sent a really long one this morning, and Fran will be reading that later, and now I got this really long one from Brother Zimbe, and so I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to be getting blessed at the same time you are, whatever happened with him here. He says this, I felt that it would be a waste of time to go back home while from work because it was late, yet going back, I would only reach home to sleep, so I decided to lodge within the school. I had a little assignment to accomplish, and I went to staff room, to access electricity to power my laptop. It says to get on with the assignment, but when I got into the staff room, I found a list pinned on the notice board of names of staff members who were to participate in the staff end of year party, which they are to exchange gifts, of which I can't be a part of their merrymaking. By the way, that was all one sentence. I'm kidding. He's from Uganda. And so I guess he just starts off, you know, no build in or nothing. He was at school. He didn't want to go home. He figured he'd stay there and do some work. And I guess there's only one room in the school where they can get electricity. So that's what he was doing. And then he says, I looked on the list to see if my name was included because I had refused to pick a lot, you know, like a vote. From a bag that they had brought so as one could randomly pick whom he was to give a gift on that day. We used to call that a grab bag in grade school. Everybody had a grab bag and buy gifts for somebody in the classroom, right? Or Valentine's Day, the grab bag, you give a Valentine's card to somebody in the room. But you would always have to do the Valentine's card anonymously. You know, and the pretty girls always got a whole mess of these Valentine's cards. That was just, that wasn't very nice. But, Anyway, he says, so I could pick randomly who he was to give a gift on that day, of which I refused to be a part of. Of a fact, I only looked on the list to confirm if my name was excluded from the list, since I refused to pick a lot in the first place. And it blessed me to see that my name was not there. There was a staff member who looked on the notice board, who saw that my name was not there, and told me that I'm not social at all. That how could I refuse to pick a lot, and that I showed a sign of isolation. I openly told him to read Ephesians 5:11, since he is doing theology at a certain institute, and I told him that I don't do merrymaking. There were other men in the staff room who then supplemented this saying that I am a loner and I don't like associating with others. This man continued to tell me how all the staff members were commenting on the fact that I refused to pick a lot, and that they were asking themselves the kind of religion I belong to. Many were saying that if religion spoils people like that, to that extent of Zimbe, then they will not ever belong to any religion. And in other words, they were saying, "If I don't want anything to do with your religion." And then he says, and said to me how the whole school was commenting about the fact that I tell them how bad idolatry and other staff are. This being a Catholic-based institution, and he said that some of the staff members were even regretting why I was given a job in that school and wished that I never came to their school. Why do you think so? That's how he ends it. So, but he says, because then they are having their vulgar conversations in the staff room. I never supplement, or even most times match out. Or I guess he says he leaves. Being the head of my department, he told me to adjust the way I do my things and try to put down my standards. Remember Hillary Clinton? She said that on camera. Christians need to lower their standards or morals and change their religion. That became a popular video. Anyway, he says, I adjust the way I do my things and try to put down my standards and reduce on the preaching and sharing of the word as I have been doing. Let me explain how I have been doing it. I started small, and I used to do it in my classes with the learners. I guess that's what they call students. And he says, true, there were times when I used to take my whole lesson period to talk to the students, and this mostly came as a result of these students having a lot of questions, which triggered further study. And I never loved to leave them without answers. Some that needed further study I would postpone as I make more study about them, and the next day do like a Q&A to biblically answer most of their questions. Then during the evening, students themselves would push for another study with them, which blessed my heart to see them zealous and wanting to thus saith the Lord. So he goes on. He says, I have spent a very good time with them, in that they would gather in a room like 20 to 50 of them, and I would always had a Bible study with them. Some loved the message and were willing to let go of the Catholic bonds, and some Protestant, even SDAs, were in attendance. Many had faced challenges with having the zeal to do what the Lord tells them in His Word, such as keeping the true Seventh-day Sabbath, but doing this at first was kind of hard for them out of fear of being punished with strokes of the cane. You know, where they hit you with a cane. I just put an article up on the site the other day that somebody was doing that, doing the cane thing, and the guy passed out. It was so painful. They whip you with a cane, and it's like it hurts. So he goes on, he says, and some were looking at being expelled from school, and they were ready to do what the Lord wants them to do, and I advise them to trust in God and pray earnestly for strength and guidance from Him that opens and no one closes. It's just a blessing that we met this man. I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, he is so on fire for the Lord all the way out there in Uganda. And he doesn't even ask for money. You know, there's another one too, Pastor Paul. He never asked either, although we have been trying to help him, but the PayPal thing is won't let him get it. It just keeps messing up. But anyway, some are honest and would love to get out of the world and walk accordingly to the light they have received. But as you know, many have been angered, being a fact that they don't want to leave their sinful ways and come to their Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, last paragraph. That's a good-sized paragraph. He says, "These have gone far to report me to the authorities, saying that instead of teaching them biology, I only preach to them. Notice that I am on schedule with what I am meant to teach this term, and all I have done according to what I am supposed to do." In other words, he hasn't slowed down. I did counsel him a little bit on this, too, by the way. I told him what I used to do when I was working for this company, and everybody knew I was a preacher, and so everybody was always asking me questions. I had this little piece of paper that I kept in my pocket, folded up, that I kept all week, and it had my hours on it. And whenever anybody would start asking me Bible questions, I'd say, "All right, hold on, I got to clock out." And so I would write down the very minute, the hour of the day, the minute that we started talking about this, and the minute the conversation was done, I would clock back in. And so I wouldn't let them pay me for when I'm preaching, right? And the only problem was at the end of the week when I had to do my hours, it would take forever to try to add up all this stuff because an hour is not 100 minutes long, it's 60. So I had to keep on doing all this math and figure out how many hours I actually worked at the end of the week, and then I would turn it in and get my check. So anyway, it sounds like what he's doing here, you know, like he's... that's what I told him. I said, "This is the way you should do it. That way they won't get all up in your face." But it looks like it's not an issue here because what he said is what the curriculum calls for by this date, his students are right up to date. So there's no issue. So going on, it says, "The head of the department told me that I need to adjust my ways and become a little like them." And he puts that in caps. "Of which I even laughed in my heart because I can't go back to being that kind of person that I was. The truth is, they have no case about me, but all is false witness. This reminds me of the time of our Lord when he was put in front of the priest, falsely accusing him of things he just didn't do. And this man has told me that soon I will have to appear before the committee of the authority or let me call it to the board of directors to explain myself. But then this reminds me of Mark 13, verses 9 to 11. And he quotes it here. Let me see. Okay. And he says, "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten. Ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them." And that's truly what happens, by the way, brothers and sisters, when you speak, and they bring you in there for false reasons. It is a testimony against them. It's how they will be judged unworthy of heaven. That's the testimony against them. So anyway, it goes on, it says, the Lord speaking here, he says, "And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate." He's not using the King James here, it doesn't look like. "But whatsoever ye shall be given, whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." So I'm going to have to get him a Bible if I can get... anyway, he finishes by saying, "I'm not afraid of what is to come since my staff mates are already calling me a Jesus freak and are saying I need to adjust my ways. I trust the Lord at his word, and I know he sees and knows it since he walked the extra mile for me, and certain that he is with me, and so glad that I'm facing these things for him. God bless you all, family. I love you all." Wow. That's a brother in the faith there in Uganda. And he's not the one that was thrown behind bars with the other brothers. He might have been because he's in the same country. But that was Pastor Paul, and some of his people ended up going behind bars for trying to help some Seventh-day Adventists see the truth. And they weren't even in their parking lot. They were just down the road when the Seventh-day Adventists were walking home. They were handing them this SDA tract that they made. It's on my website. And boy, did they lock that down. That's why I put it on my site. It's a very good track exposing the apostasy of the SDA Church, and was written by some preacher in Uganda. It's like, wow. But Ted Wilson was there that day, and Ted Wilson called the police and had our people thrown behind bars, and they kept them there all night for fictitious reasons, for false reasons, but then let them out the next day just to get them out of the area, to quit annoying the SDAs. Didn't want them to share the truth with them is what was going on. But they took all the tracts, all the Bibles, all the stuff, and then wouldn't let them have it. And then a couple, 3 weeks later, they contacted Pastor Paul and says, "You can come get the stuff now." And so he sent a couple of people to go get the stuff, and they lied. They had already destroyed everything and threw the people in jail and insisted on money to get them out. So that's a testimony against Ted Wilson and anybody else was there that made that phone call or had anything to do with those police. All right, so going on, Brother Joe says this. He goes, "Seventh blessing, bro." several blessings to you, too. Here's my testimony for this month. He goes, I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies during my flights and for being on the road every day. I want to praise the Lord for being able to gather with brethren a few weeks ago. I want to praise the Lord for answers to even the smallest prayers. When did you gather with the brethren? I thought that was off because of the... Anyway. Anyway, he says, I want to praise the Lord for a job opportunity that would be close to church family. Please keep this job in prayer as it is a great opportunity for me. Amen. Amen. I wonder if this is the same thing that Brother Dwayne was supposed to be at, right? Is that what it was? Maybe? I don't know. And then he goes, I need to add that during the interview, I mentioned Sabbath, and they are perfectly fine with it, and I would not have to work. I also found out that the general manager is a vegan, and I mentioned I am a vegan. And praise the Lord, if I am blessed with this job, it will be an open door to more witnessing opportunities for the Lord. Sabbath blessings, everyone, and God bless. Brother Joe. So, amen. All right, I got, if anybody, okay, I don't see any, let me scroll up and down here. Oh, Sister Fran has got her hand up there. All right, let me, yeah, I got two left, so let me drop my mic, and Fran, let her get in there, so let me drop my mic.
And blessings, everyone. I have a couple praises here from a couple sisters, and my first praise here is from Sister Marie. And Sister Marie says, Hello, everyone. Sabbath blessings to all. This is a testimony and praise. She says, I was born and raised a Catholic. I never understood it or even enjoyed going to church, but we did as we were told. I always wondered why every Mass was repetitious. When I had children of my own, I continued the tradition and brought my children up to do the same. They hated it too. I believe the Lord had his eye on me since I was a little girl. It wasn't until I became an adult that I was actually led towards the understanding of God's truths. One day, God put a lady in my path who told me that the cross that I wore around my neck meant nothing. She asked why I wore it, and I told her that it was a gift. She told me that Jesus no longer hung on the cross because he is risen. I already knew that, so it confused me as to what point she was trying to make. I have to confess, after she left, I began having doubts about the cross I wore, but I continued to attend the Catholic Church. A couple of years later, when I lived in Texas, the Lord put old man Pancho in my life. Pancho taught me about the Lord. He even taught me how to pray. There were things I never knew, one in particular. I wondered if one Pancho had told me would affect me later. Those words played on my mind so much that I did just like Pancho told me. I went into my closet, broke down, and cried to Jesus. I begged him to forgive me. I pleaded my case to the Lord. About a week later, a phone call led me to believe that the Lord forgave me, but I continued to attend the Catholic Church. Life went on, and I did my best to live right before the Lord. Things happen. Marriages fall apart, and I fell into the world for a short time again. I believe the Lord showed me what the world had to offer while I was at a dance. It was strange. It seemed real. I saw darkness and evil before my eyes. No one looked happy. It was almost as if the people around me were robots. It was a weird sight. I left the dance immediately and went home. I never went to dance again. Praise the Lord. The Lord was not through with me yet. He put Nurse Peggy in my path. Peggy invited me to her dad's church several times. It was a Pentecostal church. I always declined. My mom told me that it was a sin to change my religion. But one day, I took Peggy up on going to her dad's church. From that moment on, I was in love with the Lord. I think it had something to do with how her dad preached that made me think more about what I wanted or liked in life. The music in the church captivated me, and the kindness and welcome of the people was more than I had in a Catholic church. So I attended the Catholic and Pentecostal church during that time. It wasn't until I moved back to Chicago that the Lord led me to more of His word and truths. When my sons began preaching the word to me, I was in disagreement because I was set in tradition. My sons insisted that Saturday was the Sabbath. To me, Saturday was my wash day and grocery shopping day, not a church day. They also told me about Christmas and Easter. I believed that as long as I didn't celebrate Santa, then celebrating Christmas was not wrong. For the most part, my sons continued to preach about the Sabbath. Out of rebellion, I planned to prove my sons wrong. I began reading the Old Testament. It was then that the Lord gave me knowledge and understanding. Fear entered my heart. I read from Genesis through Deuteronomy and closed the book because fear gripped my heart and soul. My only thoughts were that God was a hard and mean God. I vowed never to open the Old Testament again. 2 days later, probably out of curiosity, I started to read the New Testament. I knew about Jesus' death, but I never really comprehended it totally. I loved the New Testament and eventually finished reading it, but the Lord continued to push me to finish reading the Old Testament. He apparently had more to teach me. Halfway through the Old Testament, I broke down and cried. This time, it was not out of fear, but out of shame. I finally got it. I finally understood what the Lord was telling me. He said that I was a sinner. I cried out to God and asked Him how I could be deemed a sinner if I don't kill, steal, cheat, and I'm not a vicious person. I cried out to Jesus and asked Him to forgive me for crucifying Him. The Lord calmed my heart and pushed me to finish reading the Old Testament. When I finished, I felt bad. I wanted God to teach me more and make me whole. I began to understand what God was telling me. I was led by my sons to Brother Nick's sermons every Saturday. Strange things began to happen. I got kicked off several times and was blocked a few times, but never knew why. I visited my brother every Friday. He confided something in me, and I thought that he was losing his mind. I told him that he needed to get out more and stop watching TV, but he insisted that it was real. Long story short, I began experiencing the same things. When I told my husband, he didn't believe me either. I told my boss at work, and he just told me not to let my mind run away with me. I felt alone and scared. And these are the things that I began to experience. I was being followed by someone in a white van or a small red sports car or a black car. The man was dressed in a suit and black shoes and a long trench-type coat. He was in a little red car and followed me into the store. I was scared, so I told the manager of the store. He walked me to my car and stood in the way of that other car so that it couldn't follow me. On another Sabbath, as I was reading the Bible, I heard a helicopter very close by, so I went outside to look to see where it was at, and the helicopter was hovering above my house. I thought nothing of it, and I ignored it. Yet another Sabbath, I got a phone call. I never answered the phone on Sabbath, but I let the voicemail answer. The message was, "Ann, you can come pick up the deposit now. Call me at this number." I played that message a second time just to make sure I heard right, and then I quickly deleted the message, who was that of a male voice in the message. How did he know my name? Fear began to live in my heart. I began remembering what my brother confided in me, and I was unsure of what to do. I don't know what deposit that man was talking about or who he was. I prayed. On a night after visiting my brother, I looked out my bedroom window and saw a bright flashing light from the sky flash into my window. I quickly moved away from the window and prayed. I asked God to protect me. I decided to call the police because of that light flashing into my window. When I picked up the phone and began dialing, a voice on the other end shouted, hang up now. I was terrified. To be honest, I thought it had something to do with me joining Brother Nick's site, so I stopped joining in Sabbath, and I took time off from seeing my brother too, but I never stopped reading the Bible. I no longer had any more stalkers or phone calls or flashing bright lights into my window. I believed that I was a child of God and that He was watching over me, and maybe all this was to make me stronger. I confess, I was not strong. I was scared. Eventually, the Lord gave me courage. I chose to follow the Lord and believe that He would protect me. I went back onto remnantofgod.org, and I began having more visitors. There was a helicopter again. 30 minutes later, a man came knocking on my door. He said that he was from the Census Bureau. He was dressed in solid green army-type shirt. He put one finger in his pocket, yet he had nothing to write with and no paper. I told him that it was Sabbath and that I was in the middle of Bible study. He told me that it would only take a minute, but I refused to open the door. I insisted that it was the Lord's day and that I could do nothing but focus on God. The man said that he would be back in June, but he never came back. Before he walked away, he half-smiled and said, "God bless you." And I replied with, "Same to you, and I will pray for you." I no longer felt afraid, but now I am cautious and try to stay alert. With my husband working nights, I was alone. I prayed day and night for the Lord to have mercy, and He sent me my daughter and grandchildren to keep me company. God does hear prayers. I am forever grateful that He waited for me to know Him, and He helped me understand what He was trying to teach me all along. The reason for this testimony is that I believe on my journey to knowing the Lord, He not only showed me who He was, but also showed me who I was. He proved that He is my protector. I no longer feel the fear I once felt, but wanted everyone to know my experience as He led me to this path. I no longer attend the Catholic Church. I now praise the Lord every single day of my life, and even when the going gets rough. God is a wonderful and awesome Father and deserves to be praised. I've been praising and singing to the Lord for over 11 years. I have also listened to Craig's sermon and learned a lot. I give thanks to the Lord for His patience in my rebellion and never giving up on me. I am grateful for all the blessings that He bestowed upon me and my family. I am grateful for the way He led me to His truths. From Marie. And that's Sister Marie. Praise the Lord, Sister Marie. Yes, God just works in wonderful ways, doesn't He? Mysterious, wonderful, but He gets through. Amen to that, Sister Marie. Okay, and my next praise is from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, "Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. This past month, I want to praise Jesus for wisdom that He gives me to bind my children to my heart so that I would have a way to their hearts in order to share more precious life-changing truths with them. And I praise the Lord for all the wonderful opportunities of praying and studying the Bible with my children and how God greatly multiplied my truth-sowing efforts, in the hearts of my children in these past 2 months. I already see my kids are much calmer, more patient, and kinder to each other, and I praise the Lord for that so much. Also, praise Jesus for all the work that He is going in the hearts of my children through the study of His Word, and that He keeps showing His amazing hand in their lives. For the entire month of November, it only rained very well once, which is kind of unusual, for in Palestine, end of November is when the rain season begins. As a result, our well has reached its emptying, and while our entire building suffered no water, our apartment, which is on ground level, still had water for many more days, until finally this past Tuesday, we also suffered lack of water. The kids and I began to pray for rain, and at night it rained hard. We were in awe. Oh, if only I knew how fast our prayers would have been answered. I actually even forgot we prayed about it that day and hung our laundry on the roof to dry that evening. And in the morning, it was all soaking wet. Also, I want to praise the Lord for all the Sabbaths that I was able to keep holy with my children, which also helped the kids to understand more better about the importance of Sabbath and its meaning. I also praise Jesus that finally God's Titus 3:10 message that is constantly spoken through Pastor Nicholas is making it into my heart and mind and God is giving me the power to obey. I love sharing God's present truth with everyone God sends me on my way, and especially my family, of which many are not open to speak about, but I kept sharing. But because I finally obeyed God, God has answered my prayers, and relatives are now asking me questions about the present truth, and I got to share some precious truths with them that way. Please pray for my cousin Nadia and her family to accept the present truth that I, through Christ, had the opportunity to share with her, so that she can be that true bright light in these end times. She and her husband are Baptist missionaries that soon want to go to Iceland to become missionaries there. Please pray that they will accept the truth instead of spreading fallen church doctrines, that they will preach precious end time truth with many in Iceland or wherever God sends them. Also, glory to Jesus for all the trials that God keeps sending me to overcome my temper and become more strong in Christ. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus for sending me to this precious church where the precious truth, unmixed with human error and church traditions, are spoken and no watered-down messages are ever preached. As a result, I have grown spiritually stronger in Christ in these short past almost 8 years than in all my 20 years of being in a Baptist church. Glory to Jesus for all the precious end time prophecies that I learned here and are daily preparing me for the approaching storm of Jacob's trouble. Praise Jesus for the precious, loving, and caring brethren who are constantly praying me through and edifying and upbuilding me in the Word of God. Praise Jesus for the encouraging sermons and studies and for all the efforts of Pastor Craig, to who also identify and uphold us in the Word of God and knowledge in our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless and have a blessed Sabbath, follower in Christ, Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. What a wonderful praise. Wonderful praises today. And I just want to praise the Lord for these wonderful praises. Just like Brother Isaiah and Brother Gabriel says, praise the Lord for all the praises. Okay, Sabbath blessings, everyone. And I'll hand the mic over to whoever has their next praise.
Okay, looks like it's me again. I got three praises from Sister Teresa. And she says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. All right, this first praise says, I would like to praise the Lord for protecting me when a plow almost plowed right into me because he wasn't paying attention and didn't even see me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Second praise, I praise the Lord that he intervened in my daughter Jessica's life to overcome alcoholism and to turn to Jesus for healing. I also praise the Lord that Jessica recently went to emergency when she wasn't feeling well because she found out that there are 3 nodules on her lung. However, that is a praise because it was diagnosed at an early stage. I have been praying for Jessica for over a year to realize her alcoholism and to turn to the Lord. Please pray for Jessica to get healed and to overcome her temptations. Amen. We will. And third praise, my sister Maria's cancer is still in remission. Amen. Thank you everyone that has been praying for her and continue to pray for her. Praise the Lord. Amen. I also have many unspokens and every day little praises that I am thankful for. Praise the Lord. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Amen. That was nice. And let me copy this and sticking on my prayer list here. You know, she asked for us to be praying for her, for Jessica here, as well as, you know, there it is. Okay, pray. There we go. Alright, and I've only got Fran has one more praise, and I got one more praise left. If anybody else wants to put up their hand, do so now. Because we don't have it. Let me see if anybody's got. Okay, all right. See if anybody else gets their hand up. Nope. All right, I'll let you go, Fran, and then I'll do my last praise here, too, if no one else steps up. So, and the one I got, the last one I got is from Brother Yaswant in India. And so let me drop the mic.
Blessings again. I have one. It just came on my phone from Sister Susan. And Sister Susan says, praises to God for his presence in my life. He answered my prayers this week for something that I've been needing for quite some time. His blessings are too numerous to list. And I thank him for his love, patience, and mercies toward my family and I. Also, please pray for my son Jonathan. Unspoken requests. Thank you in advance. Praise the Lord, Sister Susan. Okay, I'll give the mic back to... Oh, Sister Katie's up.
Blessings, everybody. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I would like to praise the Lord for something that I forgot to mention last testimony service. I was nominated for the driver of the month of October at my job. The feedback that I got was this. Katie is definitely one of our core drivers in her area. She is very reliable, hardworking, and a pleasure to work with. Very thankful to have her as part of our team. I truly couldn't have done it without the Lord. My next couple praisers also has to do with work. I was picking up two orders from a restaurant, and I noticed a young Mexican girl by the door, and it seemed like she was looking for someone to pick her up. As I was walking out to my car, she walked behind me and tapped me, and she had Google Translate pulled up on her phone and played what she wanted to ask me. She wanted a ride. At first, I wasn't sure what to do. I was still working, and I had two orders to deliver. So I used Google Translate to communicate with her, asked her where she needed to go, even though I was unsure if I should take her. I tried to call different taxi companies, and they couldn't get anyone out anytime soon. I also thought about calling a couple of our dear sisters here that does speak Spanish to help me talk to her faster. I decided to take her with me on my two deliveries that were now late and after take her where she needed to go. She seemed fine with that. It was a little awkward driving around with her because I couldn't speak Spanish and I couldn't use my phone for Google, and she seemed a bit nervous too. When I did stop, I asked if she was okay, and she smiled and said yes. When I finally was able to drop her off at her destination, she asked me how much she owes me, and I smiled and said nothing. And she smiled really big and said thank you. Praise the Lord for allowing me to help her and for travel mercies. Thirdly, I would like to praise the Lord for helping another customer. When I arrived to deliver their order and knocked on the door, I heard them talking, saying something, but I couldn't understand them. It sounded almost like back door. So I went around back and saw a wheelchair ramp, and I immediately thought, oh, wow, this person is disabled. I called them, and he said, yeah, I was trying to tell you to come in. I apologized and said, I will be right there. When I walked in, I saw his wheelchair next to the couch, and he was leaning halfway off the wheelchair and halfway on the couch. He didn't have any legs. He asked if I could help lift him up on the couch, and of course I did. Praise the Lord for giving me that order and putting me in that position to help that customer. Finally, I would like to praise the Lord for brothers and sisters in this church and having a desire in their hearts to do the Lord's work to bring as many souls to the truth as possible. Seeds are planted, and the Lord will take care of the rest. Thank you. God bless. Sad blessing.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I got another praise here from Brother Lewis. He says, I want to praise the Lord again for keeping me safe during an earthquake. Earthquakes are rare in Laos. That means Jesus is returning very soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, most people don't even realize that, especially the young people. They think, it's just normal earthquakes. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Yeah, we've had more earthquakes per week now, and Brother Daniel never lets us forget about that. He gives us the breakdown every week of how many earthquakes we have per week. We have more earthquakes per week now than we've had in the last 6,000 years, you know, prior to the end times beginning, of course, in 1844. All right, so I see Brother Gilbert's got his hand up, so let me share this. Well, I'll let him go first, and then I'll share this praise from Brother Yaswanth afterwards.
Anyone hear me? Well, I guess I'm going to start off by saying praise the Lord that I can actually use my mic now. Before, I had problems. The Lord is just plain good. I guess he's, well, when you talk so good about the Lord, especially when you've been typing in praises like I have, I guess he's, you know, he's just going to help and say, well, I'm not going to let my son go through this again. So since he's typed in, I'm going to let him talk in. So praise the Lord for that. And yes, it's good that I'm able to speak again. I just hope it keeps up. But I said to everyone, I'm going to say it again. Listen, if you are shy to speak on the microphone, if you have problems using your mic, type it in. Just plain type in your praises. We can all read praise the Lord. The Lord has been so good. The Lord has been good in a lot of areas. I got to be honest with you. This entire journey has been one blessing after the next. And some of the things that I've gone through, they have not been easy, but I tell you what, the Lord has made it clear that he's been there with me. There's been many times where I have scraped my knees a few times, but the only thing I'm going to keep to is, hey, look, you keep on. You just keep right on. I don't care if you had a bad day on a Sabbath, okay? You get right up and you keep right on going, okay? All I'm going to do is, at least from my end, I'm definitely just going to encourage you and just keep right on going. If you've got something good to say about your God, I don't care how small it is, you say it. You don't hide it, you share it with us, okay? Believe me, we can always use good words, especially when it's talking about our God, okay? I'm going to stop right here. I thank the Lord that I'm able to share in the share by speaking. Into the mic, into the testimony service. I mean, I'm going to say it again and again and again. Our God is good. Our God is good. Our God is good. And hey, and that's just the way it is. I'm going to stop here. Sabbath blessings to you all.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? I love you, Brother Gilbert. Boy, if anybody can motivate you to share, it's Brother Gilbert. Praise the Lord for you, brother. And I want to praise the Lord that our internet got back up and working. We couldn't do the children's study, the Ten Commandments study, which was a real bummer this morning, but praise the Lord, you prayed, and I thank you for that, our internet came back up, so the enemy can't stop me from sharing my testimony, praise the Lord. So I want to get started. I've got a few praises here. The first one is, and it's a huge praise, I don't know if you've all seen the documentary out called The Game Changers. But I highly recommend that you watch it and have your loved ones watch it. It's not appropriate for young children, I don't believe, but for young adults, I believe it would be appropriate. There is one area in the documentary that would not be appropriate for children. But my husband and my son-in-law, Daniel, watched it with me. And this was probably a few weeks back. And ever since then, my son Daniel has been vegan, praise the Lord. And so I've been teaching him how to make some vegan meals. And so, praise the Lord, he's doing great. And then my husband is on the fence, but he's thinking about starting up vegetarian and then eventually going vegan, praise the Lord. I never, ever thought my husband would be willing to give up meat. But like I said, this documentary is very well done. It's very informative. It's got a lot of scientific research behind it. And so that's why if my son-in-law and my husband, it changed their minds. I mean, it's awesome. So I highly recommend that you share it with your loved ones and friends and what have you. And then my next praise is I want to praise the Lord for giving me patience and long suffering towards my husband. And this is something that happened a while back last month, and I shared it with some of you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for my husband. I had taken money out of our bank account for tithing, and I had gotten a good sized commission check, so I took the money out of my bank so that I could get a money order to tithe. And
okay. Here, let me get the mic. Okay, good. I got the other mic on. Yeah, she fell out. So her internet obviously has problems today. She wasn't able to do the test, you know, the Ten Commandments. Oh, here she's back now. Let's see if she can do it again. Sister, you left off when you said something about getting a money order. So, all right, let me drop the mic for you here.
Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to make this fast because obviously the enemy doesn't want me sharing. So I confronted my husband, and he said, yeah, he did take the money, and because he's not working, and because I need new tires on my car and what have you, he felt that the money should be spent that way instead of me tithing. And so obviously I went over with him, you know, why I'm tithing, and I want to be obedient, and how the Lord has blessed us, and even though he's not working, we've been able to, you know, keep up on the bills, our house payment, and food, and he just did not want to give God any credit at all. He said it was because I was working hard at work, that's why I got the placements, and so he basically put his foot down and said, I am not going to be tithing for a while until we have some money saved up and what have you. And I told him, I want this on record, and the angels in heaven are keeping record that I'm against this, and I will do whatever I can to tithe, and that, you know, that's just the way it is. So, needless to say, I was very angry with my husband. I think I was more hurt for him because, you know, not only did he rob from me, but he robbed from my church and he robbed from God. And I was devastated for his soul. And so I prayed, and, you know, I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want anything to do with him. I was just so upset. And when I prayed to the Lord, you know, I prayed for the Lord to forgive him, for I know he knows not what he does. And the Lord reminded me, you know, patience and long-suffering towards our loved ones. And, you know, my husband doesn't know God like I know him. He doesn't have a relationship with God like I have a relationship with God. So therefore, he doesn't trust him. He doesn't have faith in him like I do. And I have to remember that, because he's not walking with the Lord like I'm walking with the Lord. And so, you know, we have to have love and patience towards our loved ones. And, you know, look how loving and patient our Heavenly Father is. And so, you know, this was a lesson for me, because, you know, I just, I can't let the enemy tear us apart. I have to pray for my husband. I have to forgive my husband. And just like we, you know, God does for us, you know, he forgives us our sins. And so I got a commission check not too long ago. And right away, I took the money out of the bank. I got a money order right away. I didn't keep the money in my purse. And I just prayed to the Lord. It's like, Lord, my husband's in your hands. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And you deal with my husband how you're going to deal with him, because I, you know, he's in your hands. So I was expecting my husband to get very upset, and we get in a big argument about it, but nothing happened. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. He just kept quiet about it, and I praise the Lord for that, because I really did not want to get in a big heated argument again. And I know the Lord subdued his heart. I believe that with all my heart. And so I believe if we keep doing what we're supposed to do, and we keep our eyes on the Lord, and we don't take our focus off of him, that he will do the rest. You just got to trust and have faith in him. And I also want to share with all of you, you know, if you're not in God's word daily, we can't fight in this holy war. And so I know Pastor Nick brings up the holy war a lot, but it has a lot to do with, we're in Christ boot camp right now. And so we're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. And yes, we're going to fall, but we have to get back up, just like good soldiers. There's going to be some that aren't going to make it in the boot camp. Those are the ones that give up, and they, you know, they aren't in the word daily, they're not praying daily, they don't have the full armor on, the armor of God on. So yeah, they're not going to make it. But we got to remember that this is boot camp, and we are getting trained to be mighty soldiers in the Gideon Band, and we have to go through this training time, and we're going to be tested. We're going to be tested like never before. And so you just got to be prepared for it, brothers and sisters. And don't forget that. And I love you all. God bless. Take care.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Ready? Good. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. Alright, so first, Sister Lynette actually says she has a praise. It's a quick praise. And she says she ordered a potato cutter in the mail, and she actually ended up getting three of them. And so she ended up giving one to her sister and gave the third one to her brother. And come to find out that her brother wanted to have one, but he wasn't able to buy one because of monetary issues. So she says that to her was a blessing. So praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for actually all the trials that have been going on. I've noticed, especially recently, they just continue to increase more and more. And I don't know what it is. I'm not going to say I'm crazy, but it's almost gets to the point where you want them. And so we know that, you know, the Lord blesses us with these trials, and that he helps us to get stronger, you know, through all these things that keep coming our direction. But I do want to praise the Lord for the trials that have been coming our way, and it really does help us to get stronger. And it's a simple praise, but it means a lot. It means quite a lot, especially it just shows you know where you are, you know who you are, and if we're worthy, we know what the Lord is preparing us for. And so, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Please enjoy the rest of the testimony service, and I will drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone, again. I have a praise to share from Sister Natasha. And Sister Natasha says, I want to praise God for helping me through a dark trial that I underwent. It was brought on by my lack of time being spent with him, and persisted as doubt and unbelief dwelt in my mind. But I praise God that brethren reached out to me and were willing to help me, because I unfortunately tend to isolate myself whenever I feel far from Him. But I praise God that a sister shared with me this quote last night: push your way with faith out of darkness. And like Jacob, I should persist and not stop fighting until I am blessed. Please continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless. Praise the Lord, Sister Natasha. Praise His name. And yes, we'll all keep you in prayer, dear sister. Okay, Sabbath blessings.
Amen and amen. Do we have any more? I got two more praises left here to share, and I think that's probably going to close it out. First one here. Oh, Brother Michael's going to send me one in the mail, email. So, all right, I'll check my email here in a minute. All right, Brother Yaswant from India. He says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswant from India. This is my testimony. I don't know, about a year ago, I forgot he was from India. Ever since then, he continuously reminds me. I think that is so sweet. And so, but this is what our brother says. He goes, Sabbath blessings to every one of you, my dear brethren. This is really a great and wonderful time for me to share my testimony. I really praise God for all His amazing and mighty works, which He has done in my life. I was born a Hindu, but later on, Jesus, our Creator, attracted me to become His devotee. Since I was a child, I have retina problem in my eyes and the weak eye nerves causing me night blindness. There's one time the doctor told me that it is a waste of spending any money for my career, but that's odd. But from the point of time when I learned about God, everything in my life changed. I got a job, and later on I got married to a foreigner, which I never even dreamed of. I am now blessed with a baby boy on November 11th. Praise the Lord, he's got a son now. I am still wondering, is it really true? I really thank the Almighty God for His excellent and marvelous loving kindness upon me. I'm really, really very joyous now, but I was a bit disappointed because my wife had to undergo a C-section as we are praying for normal delivery, and it did not happen. But later on, God filled my heart with gladness, for He made me understand through our brethren that He is in control. And another one is, as my branch manager had been changed and the new branch manager expressed his helplessness in giving me leave on Sabbath, but by God's grace today He allowed me to take leave. I really praise Jesus for His way of overcoming the trial. But still, I require your prayers, for this man's heart should be moved by God to allow me to take leave on the coming Sabbaths. We really thank God again and again, for we are really happy for blessing us with a child. And please pray for the child, that this child should be trained in godliness. I hope and pray that all of you, my dear brethren, should be blessed by our Lord's amazing providences. Have a blessed Sabbath. Peace and God bless. That was nice. And I have no doubt that he'll just quit his job if he doesn't give him the Sabbaths off. And I want to praise also, by the way, and I'll find out in the next week or two if this is absolute, but it may be. I was just talking to, I think it was Pastor Paul. We may have another pastor in Kenya for baptisms. And so keep that in your prayers, everybody. I want to make sure he's on the exact same page, because from what they're telling me, he is. But I want to make sure. And then I got another praise from Brother Zimbe in an email. But let me check my email again, because Brother Michael sent one. There it is. I just got it. Okay, I'll be sharing that one here in a minute. And so, but this is what Zimbe sent again. I guess he's listening, because while you're all talking, I was going back and forth in emails with Zimbe. And so he's probably, I wonder if he's on the radio. I don't know. If he is, let me know in an email. So anyway, he goes, I thank God for answering my prayer. Unless, of course, he's in the room. Yeah, I know Ryan has his hand up. I just noticed that. Thanks, Ryan. Let me just see. If Zimby's in the room, he'd be on the bottom with the letter Z. Nope, he's not. So maybe he's on the radio. Anyway, he says this. I thank God for answering my prayer. I have been having an issue with wanting to serve him and be used of him in a loud cry. It seemed that I had issues with trusting Christ, and I was asking myself if I would be worthy to be used of him. But I have come to realize he is so caring, and he puts a lot of O's on so. He's so caring and loving that he would not let me cry to him for something he already answered. Since then, my mind has been insisting to read the Steps to Christ, original book. And the only way I was able to get it to him was PDF, by the way. So, praise the Lord, I found a copy. I think Brother Joe gave me the copy. But do you remember when you sent me that book? Well, I never got it, and I also never knew to get it. But on Monday this past week, you sent me a link to a website where I got that book. And so we tried to send him the book, you know, but it's Uganda, you know. He still might get it because it could take over a month to, you know, for books to get to the, you know, to the folks out there. So anyway, he says, and I was having some issues with the book I got from the website since it was a Catholic site. I don't know about that. I didn't send him. Maybe he's misunderstanding the URL. But anyway, he says, on Thursday I printed out only the part that you told me was safe, and what I found in this book, I felt like I've never knew Christ at all. This is why I keep telling people they got to read this book if you want to really know about Jesus. And the only reason I told them, let's see, I got a copy right here. I thought I had a copy. Yeah, right here. See, the Steps to Christ that we get from Vern Bates starts on page 7. And for whatever reason, there is an additional, and I saw him talking about why the first chapter isn't in here. And it said it was not, from what I'm hearing, from what he's saying, or what it sounded like, it's possible that Ellen White did not write that first chapter. I can't remember the title of it, but it says it took away from the main meaning of the book itself or something, is what Vern was saying. And so I don't know what's going on with that. All I know is that the book that I have, The Steps to Christ, it's just, if you know anybody that needs to know Christ, get that book to them. I was blessed in it too as well. I mean, there's things that I had no idea that Christ was that way, but it's beautiful. So anyway, he says, he goes on, I felt like I never knew Christ at all. These words are so sweet, so true, so amazing. I wish I knew Christ like this before going all through this groaning. Satan had me believe that I needed to do something to get the favor of Christ, but I realized that it was a lie. All I needed was to fully be obedient and fully trust God and walk in His light and truth, having faith and at hand at all times. Thanks for the help, dear family. And so he's thanking all of you, because if it wasn't for y'all, this wouldn't be possible, half the stuff that we're able to do to send, to help the people out. All right, and I'm going to read this one here before I let Ryan get on the mic there. This one here is from, let me get it to pop out here. There. And I'll delete it. All right. And this is from Brother Michael. Michael 32, I guess, in the room here. All right. And I think that's, Michael 32. So he says, Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I want to share a story that happened to me last month. For some time, I had in mind to buy a van to make it my future home on wheels. I prayed to the Lord to guide me on the right van and left the decision-making to Him. When I found one that could potentially be okay, the not-okay thing was that it was quite expensive for my budget, but I thought, well, I will make it somehow. The day has come when I wanted to check the car again, this time in daylight, so as to check it better and to pay some sum in advance so as to be sure the car will be mine. But when I stepped out of the house and was about to lock the door, I heard a little bird chirp and fly nearby. I looked and I was shocked. The little fellow flew inside a building and couldn't fly outside. I couldn't leave him just like that. So what I did? Yep, I chased them up and down, left and right. You know, that happens to us, too, on our front porch. They come in through these. There's a hole in the brick. It's the design. There's a hole designed in the bricks. And they come in, and they can't figure out. Just go back out the way you came in. They're bouncing off the screens and stuff, so I know what he's talking about here. So he goes, he chased them up and down, left and right, multiple times. It took me nearly an hour to catch him. When I finally did, I was tired and sweaty. I let the bird go outside, and that was it. I went back home because it was darkening outside, and there was no point to check the car again when it's dark. The Lord told me this situation, that it wasn't a car he has chosen for me. Later that evening, the car was sold to someone else, so I waited for an offer that the Lord would approve. After some time, he blessed me with an offer with much cheaper and much better van than the previous one, and he made sure I was getting it. I thank him for sending this little bird at that very moment. He has stopped me before making a mistake. I praise his name for that. Wow, that is so neat. I praise his name too, brother. He says, I also praise Jesus for healing my dad from inflammation he had and from my sore throat. I praise his name for natural remedies. I thank Jesus for showing me where I have to improve and what I'm still lacking in my character. I thank him for many blessings, for everything he has given me and done to me. I thank him for this church. Praise his mighty name. God bless you all. That reminds me, too, and praise the Lord, Brother Michael. This reminds me of a brother in the faith that emailed me, and he said he had talked to all these doctors and all this other stuff, and he had this staph infection that was never going away. It was always coming back, and it, you know, it would just never go. And he asked me to, if there was any natural remedies, and so I gave it to Fran, and then Fran sent him, like, you know, some stuff or some ideas. He emails me back immediately the next day or two and says, wow, this, it's working, right? And so praise the Lord again for natural remedies. And because the regular doctors couldn't fix this thing for this guy. Kind of reminds me of that guy up in Idaho where Sister Swanee has that, you know, ministry where she does the natural methods. And the AMA asked them to please take one of their patients they can't heal. And he's being healed by natural methods now, literally. I mean, things are happening right before their eyes. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. But I forgot, we got to get another. He's got something else he emailed us about. I forgot about it, Fran. We got to get, there was something else he was asking for, a natural method on. And so praise the Lord, Brother Michael. And then I see Brother Ryan has his hand up. And so I'm going to drop this microphone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you hear us?
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Don't cry. Okay. I want to share. Last week at work, I had a patient that's around 40 years old. And
have a knife.
The chart shows that he's not talking to anyone, that he had a blank affect, depressed, and he already signed himself as DNR. So basically, if something happens to him, we're not supposed to resuscitate him. So it's like he already gave up life. That's why he's so depressed. So I thought he probably need a friend today. So every time I am available, I spend time to talk with him like a friend. And I found out that his wife left him. And he has no family around him. He has no children. So I understand why his life was, why he felt depressed. And I think he has no Christ too. So that day I encouraged him that God is with him and he's not alone. That God is the great physician and he can do anything for him if he prays. And so the next time I checked with him, I saw he changed from being gloomy to a cheerful person. Like, this is not the same person that I saw the first time. He became just a normal, happy person. So I was so happy. I'm like, oh, he just really needs somebody to stay there and spend time and give him, you know, like somebody to listen to him. So I realized why God placed me in that department. So there are so many depressed patients with no family members visiting them. And I take that as an opportunity to share God's love to them and be a blessing to someone that already lost hope. So, Jerry, do you have any praise? Okay, so Jade is not in the mood to praise today. I'm sorry about that. But hopefully everybody have a blessed Sabbath. And thank you so much for all the praises. We're so blessed. Thank you.
I like the praises for the watermelon. I like the praises for the strawberry. And then I want to praise for all my home to eat and grow.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Literally. I mean, seriously, literally out of the mouths of babes. Praise his mighty name. You know, that is just amazing. Even the little children praise his name. He's so amazing. So I think that's it. Yeah, that really blessed my heart, you know, to hear that little one say. That was Baby Jade, right? Oh, Brother Alvin sent me an email. Okay, I got to check this real quick now. And there it is. Let me hit reply and then pop out so I can see it. Okay, we got one more praise here, unless, of course, someone puts their hand up. But this has been a good testimony service again. We went way over. We went 45 minutes over the normal time of a sermon hour, right? So praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. All right, this is from Brother Alvin. He says, "Dear Pastor Nick, this is our praise. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to our family, for the health, and especially salvation. This is my Jania's praise today. Jania said, first, I want to thank Jesus for Uncle Warren, for he is almost better, but still a little bit sick." And we're keeping Brother Warren in prayer, too, by the way. Fran and I were just talking about that last night. We were wondering, how's he doing? And then second, thank you, Jesus, for this is the last month of the year. Amen. Third, last time I prayed to Jesus to be wise at school for my reading test, and when I was doing a test, I got everything correct. Yeah, correct. And my teacher said that my grade got higher, and she even gave me a high five and said to me, "Good job, Jania." And okay, now this one's from Alvy, and he says, "I'm thankful to Jesus because He heals me when my arm got hurt." God bless, and again, praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Brother Alvin, for sharing. And thank the little ones for sharing, too. Give them a big old hug and a kiss. You know, from me and Grandma Fran, Grandpa Nick and Grandma Fran. So let me just scroll the room here. Let's see. We got all the... no more hands up. So if everybody can, we're gonna sing. We're gonna have a little bit of music here, a song, and then we'll end in prayer like we normally do. And so let me drop the mic. I guess we have it. Oh, there he is. Okay, he's gonna try again.
Wonderful people, I am so.
no, it's never too late for another praise. Yeah, amen. Did you email it to me, Sister Jeanette, or do you want to get on the... Oh, she's going to PM it to me. Okay, good. I got it. I'm going to share it. We're still recording. Oh, Brother Joe. All right, let's see here. You got to scroll. Okay, he says, she says, Happy Sabbath, dear brethren. I would love to praise our dear Lord for always knowing and answering the desires of our hearts. I think that's what she means. It's been 14 years since I had a best girlfriend. I've been praying about it, and a few months ago, he has blessed me with Katie. Amen. She's one of the most thoughtful and caring people that I have ever met or have met. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. That's where the best place to find good friends is in church. I got to tell you, you know, the best place to find a spouse, you know, the whole lot, even business, you know, like if you're both on the exact same page, you know, spiritually, any kind of friendship, best place to find it is in church, obviously. Okay. So amen. Thank you for sharing that, sister. If we can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with this gathering today and letting everything work perfectly, the router, everything. The only thing that's fallen out is the Wi-Fi end of it, but that doesn't matter. We don't use that here. And so, but thank you, Father, so much for blessing us with all these amazing movements of your hand. I mean, it's just it never ends, and it just, we know it'll never end, and we don't want it to ever end, obviously, but thank you for loving us so much. You know, everything from the whoppers to the little butterflies, you know, the butterfly wings. You know, it's just amazing how you send hugs from heaven to us. And even a golden brick once in a while from the street, to wake us up a little bit, to get us to realize we got to stay on that path. So thank you, Father, so much for loving us. Please bless everyone here, everyone in all around the world, wherever they're at, you know, on the radio or the streams or the phone and stuff. And thank you for blessing everyone that's on our prayer list, especially, Father, especially those that are lost. They have many seeds. We're praying they are watered, and we pray that you give the increase if there's good soil. And thank you for blessing this week ahead of us and the remainder of this Sabbath day. And we offer this prayer and all these praises to you through your precious Son, our Lord, our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.